So yeah, we're getting into our talk very early on this evening because what would be the point of talking about creativity without actually having some in our service? So I'm going to speak just briefly about this whole idea of creativity. So if I asked you the question, are you creative? I would guess, and I might be wrong, I would guess the majority of you would say no. And the thing is, for some reason, we seem to have put creativity as a kind of ideal, as a concept, on like a pedestal. So if I said, are you creative? You go, how could I possibly say yes to that question? Because to do so would be to say, oh, I'm awesome. I'm creative. Because we put that word up with super amazing people who are ultimately very talented. And we seem to have put that word creative up to label them. But actually, I want today to hopefully inspire you and to hopefully get you to realise that actually we need to retake that word creative. And we need to not just sort of like put it on a pedestal for really super talented people, but we all need to say, yes, actually, I am creative. If it's a label that you think only other people can give you, then tonight I want to say you are creative. Every single one of you are creative. And the reason I can say that with the utmost certainty is because I'm fairly certain all of you are human. Jury's out on a couple of you. But I'm pretty sure you're all human. And I believe that it is to be human, part of that is to be creative, to have creativity built into you. If you've got a Bible, come with me to Genesis 1. It's very easy to find. How can you possibly talk about creativity without talking about creation? This very first moment. Oh. Yeah, it's probably best. So yes, we're going to look at the story of creation. We're not going to go into great depth in it because we don't need to for what I want to talk about, really. So we're going to begin in verse 1 and we're just going to work through very quickly because this whole passage from 1 to 25 is all about our Creator God. You know, this is the very beginning of the Bible, and in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then he says, let there be light, and there's light. I'm not going to go through in exact order. Then he starts saying, let there be heavens and earth. Let there be seas gathered into one place, and so the earth grows. Let there be sun and moon. Let there be stars. Let there be plants. Let there be animals. And then he gets to verse 25, 26. He says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We have this whole passage where God creates. He creates and creates and creates. And if we, at this point in the Bible, all we know, if we're reading it for the first time, all we know of this God is that he is a creator. That is what has been screamed out at us for the last 25 verses. And then it says, let us make man in our image. You know, we could spend a long time talking about what it means to be made in the image of God. But at this point in the passage, what we know of God is his creator. And then it says, let us make man in our image. We were made to be creators. Now, I want to put a caveat in here. I'm not saying we were made to be the creator. There's only one the creator, and he is the one that can speak and things just happen. But we, I believe, part of what it means to be made in the image of God, part of what it means to be human, is to be a creator, to be creative. If you're not quite convinced by that, because I can see why you wouldn't be. All right, let's have a look at what jobs God gives Adam, the first man, to do. If we go to chapter 2 and we look at verse 15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now you might think, well, that's not necessarily creative. That's more maintenance. But that's still, God has created this beauty. And it's clear he cares about this beauty. It's clear he wants that beauty to be cultivated, to bloom. And so he puts the man in charge of his creation. God creates, then he creates man in his image. Then he puts him in charge of helping his creation to grow, to blossom, to cultivate it. I would argue there's creativity required in that description, but if you're not quite convinced again, let us go to the next job of the man in verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. God creates. He's the one that creates the animals. He creates the man. But then he brings the animals to the man and gives him a creative task. Name these animals. The second job that human beings are given is without a doubt a creative task. It's to create the names of what God has created. This is why some people, I think, say that we're supposed to be co-creators with God. I'm not sure I'd go quite that far. But definitely, I think God calls us to be sub-creators, to be with him in that creative act, to join him in that. You are creative because you're made in the image of God. We kind of looked at this, didn't we, guys, in Pulse Light. The reason we started this whole process with the Pulse Planning team, the whole wanting to do this service tonight, was because as we were looking at the discipline of simplicity, we realized that so many of us have just become consumers. And we consume and we consume and we consume, whether that's TV, games, books, music. And there's nothing wrong with consuming those things. But when we consume and don't create, there's a problem. We're stopping being everything that we were created to be. J.R.R. Tolkien, the guy who wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, we're planning on doing a Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit marathon film thing soon. I've got to be honest. You've got 26 hours. I'm dreading it. Last time we just did the three films, the room stank to high heaven. But yes, we are going to do that. But the guy who wrote that, the guy who inspired that, he was a Christian, and he, I imagine, had to wrestle with this whole idea, because in creating Middle-earth, he was almost putting himself in the role of God in creating this whole fiction, this whole land, this whole earth. And as he was kind of, I think, wrestling with it, he said this, sub-creation, he said, is a form of worship, a way for creatures to express their divine image in them by becoming creators. We were made to be creative. Each one of us is creative because we are human, and each one of us is tasked with using that creativity to worship God. The fact is that it's very easy to see ourselves as created beings, because when we see ourselves as creative beings, our only responsibility is to survive. But when we see ourselves as creative beings, our responsibility is to create, which is so much harder, so much more dangerous. It takes courage, but it's a part of who we're meant to be. It's part of who we're meant to be in order to worship our God fully and in every way we can. We are to reflect that divine image and create. So you are creative. Whether you would believe it or not, you, if you are human, I'm fairly certain, you are, don't look at me like that, James, you are creative. And so tonight what we want to do is worship. We want to worship God for all he is, for the creator God he is, who made all of this, who made the stars, who made the earth, the creator God who chose to become man and die for us on a cross. Tonight, we want to worship him. And by doing, and to do that, I would suggest we have a go at creating, at being creators, expressing that divine image in us. So we have given you every opportunity we could think of here this evening to take a moment to create, to worship God through the act of creating something. Now, you might be sitting there going, oh, I'm a bit worried about this. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. However, let me encourage you that sometimes doing what we don't want to do in worship is actually all the more powerful, isn't it? Because then it's not about me, it's about him. So I encourage you to push yourselves a little bit tonight, but there are loads of things for us to do, for you to stretch your creativity, to show your creativeness. Over here, let's start over here. There is musical instruments. If you would like to, oh, the lights have come on. Let there be light. No, there are instruments. We are going to play some music on the screens, so that if you want to create a song with your voices and follow along with the words, you're more than welcome to. If you want to follow along with the music, with the instruments, you can. Do you know what? If you really want to just make a noise for God and just play your own instruments or borrow somebody's instrument up here, ask them first, you can. And do you know what? If it makes a horrible din, if it's worship for God, who cares? Okay, tonight we're not going to worry about that. If you want to go in there, feel free though. But you can play of an instrument. You can sing. Over here, if that's not your kind of, that's a little bit too risky for you, there's a few things over here. I'll come on to those, because at the back, you can dance. If you want the chance, you can dance. There's ribbons over there, and I had a little go with them earlier. They're quite fun. So you can dance at the back there. If those all sound a little bit too scary, over here, there are colouring pages. Now, that sounds really daft and really lame, but that is still something creative that you can make for God. You know, yes, you're colouring in lines, but actually, you're choosing the colour. You're creating something for God. If that's not what you want to do, there's paper there. If you want to just draw, you can just draw. If you want to write a song, a poem, a story, create a whole Middle Earth in which to tell stories about God, then feel free to grab a bit of paper and do that. If you're thinking, oh, hold on, I like to build things and you haven't got anything to build things, well, there's some Play-Doh there. But if not, why not grab a bit of paper and design something you can make later? There's paint over there. There's loom bands if you know how to do that. There's chalk over there. There's every opportunity, hopefully, for you tonight to get creative in your worship to God. Let me just pray for us. Some music will start and then we'll just get going. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you so much that you created us in your image. Nothing else in creation has that title, has that honor for us. And Lord, we thank you, you gifted each of us with creativity, the ability to make, the ability to create. And tonight, we want to do that for you. We want to reflect who you are as Creator God by creating something for you. We just pray you would give us courage tonight. We know creativity takes courage. And we pray you would give us courage tonight to worship you in any way we can, in every way we can. For you are so worthy. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and spend time with us now. Inspire us. Move our hands, move our hearts, that we might worship you as you deserve. Amen. Some music will start. Please just get up and go wherever, do whatever.